Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited to welcome back this next guest. We had a great time he was on the program last time, and he's back with us now with new music, as well as, of course, to share with you guys all the great things that are going on with him. We're talking about country recording artist Higgs. We're going to be talking not only about his wild ride in 2014, but also, of course, how it's off to a great start this year, and his new single, Mama's Kitchen. Higgs, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Iris, and thank you so much for having me. Glad to be back.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. And, Higgs, you know, it was great. I meant what I said. It was great talking with you last time and real excited about this new single. I was just sharing with you before we went live here. Such a great message in this song, not only about, you know, that what home means for you, but also, you know, how you've been able to stay true to yourself along the way. But I want to talk about 2014 first, because that really was a wild, crazy, fun year for you as an artist to be able, you know, to see the way that your music is touching people all over the place. What was it like for you, Higgs, to kind of reflect on 2014 and all the great things that happened?
Well, it's been such a speed, so I haven't been able to sit down and reflect on it because it's just keeps rolling and going and everything is just escalating. But it's amazing. It's the wildest, craziest ride of my life. Mm. And it's so much fun. It's a lot of pinch me in the arm moments going on. It's just like, yeah, I'm awake. I'm not dreaming. This is real. It's really happening.
Right.
And because it's kind of surreal because it's happening in the United States. It's happening in England, and it's happening in France, and in China, and Australia. And there is not that much action going on in Sweden. I hear my songs on radio here in Sweden, but not the way it's played abroad. And
right.
I think that is so cool, and it's so crazy. And it makes it kind of hard to understand that it's really happening.
Gotcha. Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, and I think our listeners should remember that you are joining us from Sweden. And when you were on the program last time, for those who didn't hear it, Higgs brought his single Hayride to our show, a really fun song. This song that we're going to be hearing today, Mama's Kitchen, is a little bit more reflective, but still a fun song. But, you know, Higgs, I think you picked up on something that's really interesting, because I had a guest on the last segment who is from France, and they were talking about the same thing, how it's so interesting to see how music that they've created where they are is being played all over the place. Do you think that really shows the power of music and how, regardless of where it's from, that people are able to get the message from it?
Yeah, I think so. And especially in this day and age when you have social media, it's so easy to connect with people all around the world. And
Right. People
are looking for music in a different way than we did just like 10, 15 years ago. Then it was just radio, and now you can get music just about everywhere.
Right.
So it's a lot easier to get your music out there. But then again, there's a lot of people doing that, so it's hard to stand out in the noise there is, because there is a lot of great music out there. So
right.
I'm just so pleased that people are connecting with me and liking my music and respect what I do. I really appreciate that. It's so cool.
So when you were able to realize that you had won the Best International Country Artist Award at the Country Music Awards in Nashville last year, I mean, how did that feel? Was that one of those pinch me moments you talked about?
Oh, yeah. And it's so surreal because, like you said, I'm from Sweden. I mean, when I started out, I never imagined that I would be nominated for anything, and let alone win stuff.
Right.
And so it's really surreal that Nashville has embraced me and my music so much as they have, and it's really, really crazy. And I'm so proud, and I'm so honored. And it's very humbling as well, because coming from Sweden, where country music isn't that big deal. I mean, when I tell people that I play country music, they just, what's wrong with you? And yeah, I mean, and then to go to be so respected in Nashville, that's awesome. That's really,
right.
really cool.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be Hicks. So let's talk about what it was about music that spoke to you. I'll put aside the country, you know, genre for a moment. But what was it about music in particular that made you say, this is something that I want to do, this is something I want to share?
I don't know what it is. I just get it. Mm-hmm. It's how I express myself. It's how I think when I see a line, it could be an ad for something or something you hear on television. It's just, oh, that's a song idea. And you hear chords and it's, oh, change those chords to that. And, you know, I just think it's something that we who write songs, it's something we have in us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger on what it is because I lived like this my whole life. As long as I can remember, there's always been a song in my head or a lyric idea or something to work on. And I go with that every day. So it's who I am. This is what
right.
I do. This is what I love. And it's just, I can't explain it. And it's just, as long as I can remember, I knew that music, that's my calling.
Right. Well, you know, I think part of your gift, I thought it last year when I first was introduced to you, Hicks, with the single Hayride, I definitely think it with Mama's Kitchen, is that you're not only an artist, you're a storyteller, and there is a difference because you're able to paint a picture with words and to bring it alive with music. Do you think that has been part of what has made you so attractive to individuals, that you're able to bring them in with the music but also keep their attention with the message?
Well, I hope so. I listen to that kind of music, and that's what I love about country music,
mm-hmm.
that you get that three-minute movie.
Right.
With the lyrics, and then they manage to put some chords and melodies to that just brings it home, and it's just like, wow. And there are some rock artists that do that as well. I mean, there's John Hyatt, Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi. I think they are great lyricists. That also paints a picture.
Exactly.
I like that, to tell a story. Every song doesn't have to tell a story. Sometimes some songs can just have a cool message or just a cool rhyme or whatever. But I like to tell a story. I really like that because I like to write lyrics that people can relate to, like Mama's Kitchen, everybody. I mean, when you're at a party or when you go home to your folks or whatever, you always wind up in your kitchen. And why
yeah.
is that? That's where the love is.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mentioned to you this. Well, let me say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome recording artist Hicks back to our program today. You know him, of course, as an artist that has not only been winning awards because of his gift, but definitely has been letting his music be heard literally around the world. The new single you guys are about to hear is called Mama's Kitchen. And I was just going to say, before we played the single, Hicks, the other thing that I mentioned to you before we went live here was that the thing that got me about the song was about, as you just said, you know, people love the kitchen because that's where, you know, that's where the love is, that's where, you know, the great food is, the great conversations happen there. But also that song to me really talks about the importance of being who you are. Do you think that's part of your key to not losing yourself in what you're doing, that you're able to stay calm and to stay humble in who you are?
Yeah, and I like to keep it real with everything I do. I want things to be honest, and I want to write about honest stuff. And that song is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
About our family. It's about me and my brothers, that we travel the world in our different lines of work, and we don't get to see each other that often. And I was on my way to Nashville, and I thought about it on the plane, and I thought, well, like I said, we don't get to see each other that often, but yeah, we always meet up in Mama's Kitchen, and boom, I just knew there's the title for a song. And I started writing it there on the plane. It was just like, So I'm describing, it's a very personal lyric for me, because I'm describing what we have been doing, but we always wind up in Mama's kitchen where we tell our stories, we tease each other like brothers do, we drink our beer and just have a good time, and Ma, she always spoils us.
Right.
And she's the one that's keeping us together. Because when I moved away from my hometown 15 years ago, I live in Stockholm now, but every time I go back to my hometown to see her and my brothers and all my friends, she always makes sure that there's a big dinner and everybody's there, my nephews and nieces and everybody's there, and we just have the best time. So,
yeah.
And that's what the song is about.
It is about that. And you know what I think is so great? It's about your life in Sweden, but it's also, it describes my life here in Mississippi, our listeners on the radio side, and their lives in Atlanta. And I think that is what is so great about a song like this, Hicks, is that it really does bring us all together around what that feels like to be home and to be yourself and to be comfortable with those around you. So for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Hicks with Mama's Kitchen. We'll be back with our final moments with Hicks right after this. Stay with us.
Riding around this world, hard hats, blue collar, just trying to make a dollar. In different corners, different fields. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, there's a place you never outgrow. We all come back to Mama.
Conversations Live. We've been speaking to recording artist Hicks again today, talking with him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love literally with all of you. And Hicks, I can tell one of the places you really seem to really get alive is on that stage. What is that like for you to perform these songs and to see the way the audience is responding to it?
Oh, that's just the best. I mean, you've been writing something in your kitchen or in your living room or on your porch or wherever you write, and then go to the studio, record it, and then go out to play it live and see the response, how people just took it to heart and sing along, and it's just like, wow. It's just another pinch me a moment. It's mind-blowing that the power of music, it's so strong, and the energy from the band to the crowd and then back again to us on the stage, that interaction, it's awesome. There's no word that I can describe it really more than I love it. I really love it. And I have the best band in the world. It's a really powerhouse. We're an eight-piece band, and it's just the best players to play with, and everybody's having so much fun, and nobody's afraid to invite the people in the crowd. We throw a party on stage, and everybody's invited. So nobody's on stage is afraid to invite people on stage, because there are bands that they throw a party, but the party stays on stage. They don't invite the crowd with them. So the party stays up there and doesn't reach anybody else. And I think that's a shame, because I want everybody to be a part of it. Everybody up front and way back and up on the balcony, everybody's invited.
Wow. And I think that's what people really love about your music. They feel as though they are a part of it, and whether it's a live performance or even just listening to it. I mean, they feel as though you get them, and I think that's an amazing gift that an artist can give to a listener. Again, everyone, recording artist Hicks has been our guest today. Mama's Kitchen is the new single. You guys can make sure you get it for yourselves. But, Hicks, how can our listeners stay connected with you?
You stay connected with me on HicksCountry.com. And that's my website, and it's a brand new one. I think it's just been up for a month. And there's all my social media buttons. It's just to go there and keep in touch. And there are videos, and there's music and updates and everything. What goes on in the Hicks world.
Okay, so make sure you guys are headed over to HicksCountry.com. He's actually made it very easy. All of his social media really is Hicks Country, so it's really easy to stay connected with him. We've actually tagged his Facebook and Twitter pages as well to make it easy for you guys to find him there. But Hicks, congratulations to you on the single. We want our listeners to definitely support the music, but also, you know, you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to stay connected with you.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you. I feel the same way, Hicks, for sure. Again, everyone, recording artist Hicks has been our guest. Make sure you guys get that single. And, of course, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Hicks, don't worry. Our online friends will let you guys be able to hear the replay right after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S. liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.